interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, Treasure Coast. Thanks for tuning in. Less than a week away from Christmas, I hope that you're feeling the holiday spirit, that you're taking the time to sip on some hot chocolate and check out some Christmas lights. Hats off to all of the amazing businesses that have really stepped up their Christmas cheer this year. I feel like they've gone above and beyond to help do what they can to put a smile on people's faces. And when you go ahead and just take a few moments out of your time and take the family to go check those out and then take a few back roads and see some residences with their Christmas lights, it just does something to elevate the mood. And I hope that you will take some time to do that in this final week of countdown until the wonderful December 25th Christmas holiday. Special shout out to Terra Plantation on State Road 60 out west, close to 95 in Vero Beach. A beautiful drive at the Grawl Law Firm where they are honoring our first responders. They did a tremendous job in adding lights and movement and fun. And then you have so many great communities right over there that also have gone above and beyond with their Christmas lights. Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network.com. That's the website where you can live link to attend the Port St. Lucie, Vero Beach, and Stewart Premier Women's Network. So as you plan your new year, 2021 is fast upon us. I hope that you make time for networking because there really is so much value in helping to share your message with even just one other person that can obviously, hopefully, share that with their circles of influence and create this positive buzz as a result of your businesses, your services, your events. And so TCPremierWomen'sNetwork.com, live link there. And we will have a special starting in January where you can purchase all three luncheons. If you're able to attend all three, you can purchase them and with one click and then get a nice little shout out on our Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network Facebook group page, nearly 2,000 members strong. The power of networking. The guest in our studio today I met through networking. That's right. Another ladies' luncheon through the St. Lucie Chamber. Here in the studio, we have Atari Koning. She's our chief executive officer for the Arc of St. Lucie. And we are going to be talking, at least initially, about our December and January Archangel campaign. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited that you're here because in the past few years, I've learned more about ARC than I ever even realized it did for the various counties within the Treasure Coast. It really is an impressive organization. And so for our listeners, can you just shed a little light as to ARC itself?
Oh, absolutely. The ARC of St. Lucie is part of the ARC network. There's ARC Florida and ARC National. And what we do is we advocate for the rights of the disabled. So we empower folks who are developmentally and intellectually disabled, and we give them anything from education opportunities. There is adult day training. We have after school care programs for our children. And we also have four residential homes. Mm-hmm. So it is an organization that really provides a continuum of care. Our folks stay with us throughout their lifetime. So they come in at age 5, and often we are the last people that they will see as they pass on. It's really a lovely organization with a lot of heart.
Wow, that is something special. And so you've been around since 1954, so that's a long history serving St. Lucie County. And how have you grown over the years?
Well, it was originally started as many nonprofits start by folks that see a need, something in a community. So it was started by families. And over the years, we added more and more things that we saw were really needed in that particular population. So now we have the Adult Day Training Program, which is a program that runs Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 p.m. And this is where our adult folks, 21 and over, they get transported there, and we do our educational assistance. We make sure that they have enough play time and sensory time. There's community inclusion activities. We provide transportation. And so it's really to make them as well-rounded and give them the highest quality of care and life that they can. And so that entire program has direct care professionals that have one-on-one ratio with our clients or one-on-three ratio. So it's actually a fun place to be. We've added
the energy is high and the people really just get elated.
Absolutely. You know, if you ever have too much Zoom time, too much screen time, or you've done too many meetings, I tell you, just come stop by. We still socially distance. We have our mask on. And on Thursdays, we have a Zumba class.
Oh, fun.
And it's led by one of our clients. That's what we call the folks that we serve. So you just do that for 10, 15 minutes. The laughter, the kindness, just the sweetness that is in our clients. Or you come and do arts and crafts for 15 minutes, and I'll guarantee you, you walk away just more relaxed and more grateful for life and ready to tackle the next thing on your list.
'Tis true. That is a great way to be able to just bring it all back. Now, the Archangel campaign that is happening now, mm-hmm. Tell me more.
Well, we came up with, you know, especially with COVID, we wanted to find something fun that people could relate to. So we came up with the ARC, A-R-C, Angel campaign, and it's basically a grassroots fundraising. We are very aware that a lot of our community partners and people out there are not able to give as much as they were in 2019 and years prior. So what it is you have the opportunity to give anywhere between $100 and $500 so that it can support our programs, continue to do all the wonderful things we need to do for our folks. And then what we do is we cross market. And so for that small donation, that generosity, we make sure that we also market those community partners. They're on our website. They're on our brochures, and it's a win-win situation for everybody. And I've had just phenomenal response to the Archangel campaign. It'll go on all the way till January.
Excellent. So if someone's listening right now and they're thinking to themselves, I know of someone or this touches my life somehow and I'm feeling compelled to donate, what is the best way for them to go about that? It's all on the website?
Yes, it's on the website. And, you know, you can always give us a call. Our website is arcofstlucy.org. And the saint is just ST. So arcofstlucy.org. You can always give us a call at 772-468-7879. And we're not only looking for monetary contributions, you know. Some people give in-kind donations or give their time. So if you are like to volunteer, we love, love, love our volunteers. We love in-kind donations. Again, this is an organization where we're not curing anyone or curing anything. We are taking care of our fellow human beings for the entirety of their lives.
Now, you spoke of the daycare program. What are some of the other programs that are available through the Arc of St. Lucy?
Oh, yes. Thank you for asking. We have the after-school program, which is a fantastic program sponsored by the Children's Services Council of St. Lucy County. And thank you. We adore them. They're just amazing people.
It's a terrific organization.
Yes, they're amazing people. Thank you, Sean Boyle, and all your folks. And so the after-school program, we provide the transportation from the schools, and then our children come to this wonderful building, and we've got outside playtime. We also have winter camp coming up. We have summer camps. So again, it's to make sure that the children are there with their direct care professionals to have that one-on-one stimulation. There's education activities. We teach them life skills, community outings, so that they get used to people outside. We have sensory experiences. And again, if you're having a terrible day, stop by the children's program. You can always be outside and toss the ball or, you know, play hide and seek, something that's fun. The laughter of the children in our program is unmatched.
Those are great and easy ways to be able to get involved with ARC. I think that does sound like a lot of fun. And let's face it, COVID has thrown a curveball for many of us. So how has that impacted what you've been able to do? Because I know a lot of the individuals that I've been able to see over the years through the various arcs of the counties within the Treasure Coast, they're very much love to hug. They very much love to high five. Yeah. How is this affecting what you're able to do presently?
Well, it's been a big impact. When we have the lockdown, as you can understand, we have four group homes as well. So our residents in there were not able to see their friends. Mm-hmm. And because they're developmentally disabled, it's sometimes challenging to have to explain why you can't see your friends for an extended period of time. So what we started to do is FaceTime. And even within a home, for example, if you have someone who's contracted COVID, they can be sectioned off completely. There's a bathroom and then they have a separate entrance where our folks get come in and take care of them. But even within the home, I went and visit a home, everyone is masked up, and then I'll FaceTime from within the home. So they can still see you through the clear partition. But, you know, and so we did Achy Breaky Heart. So we all danced around, and it just makes everybody happy. So we had to become more creative to make sure that there was still human connectivity, because you and I can understand, we grasp it. Okay, this is the necessity. This is how we have to behave. This is our protocol. But with our clients, you have to be much more creative and playful in it, and to make sure that their mental health is that they don't go into a depression, that they don't worry, because with their childlike outlook, they tend to worry much more and they take it heavily to heart. So once we reopen safely with CDC guidelines, we're only at 50% capacity. And so again, they're still missing some of their friends. But what it's done for us, it's done much more cleaning, many more cleaning protocols in place, and we have increased demand for transportation. And that's mainly because now instead of 8 people on a bus, now we only have 3 people on a bus. So we'll have to take many more trips to the same location to make sure that we have the socially distant guidelines and everybody's healthy and safe. So that's what we've been doing. We're trying to make it fun and at the same time really provide a safe and healthy environment for our clients.
That's a lot to juggle, Atari, but I'm certain that you and your team are just, you know, knocking it out of the park, knowing that you are this very important resource for them. It's fundamental for the for these clients of yours. And so to know that you've figured out ways to persevere, it must take a tremendous team. How many people make up the Arc of St. Lucie in conjunction with volunteers?
Well, we have about 68 to 70 staff, mainly full-time and part-time. We have a ton of volunteers. We have great community partners that help us out with mowing the lawn, for example. And that's, you know, part of our wish list. So our wish list is a living document, if you will. It changes all the time. And it's really the team that makes it happen. Everything from the administrative team, where we have to make sure that all the paperwork is in order with Medicaid and the food programs and all the physicians that we work with to get our clients the right checkups and to make sure that they're healthy. But it's a lot of moving parts, and I couldn't do it without the team, and I couldn't do it without our board of directors. We have just an amazingly engaged and dedicated board of directors with our longtime president, Curtis Boyd. And we're very, very grateful that I have them and the entire team.
Yes, yes. An active board can make a big difference to the overall success of a nonprofit. Yes. So I'm happy to hear that. Speaking of some heightened protocols when it comes to sanitation and cleaning and the like, we'd like to give a couple of shout outs before we go on a quick commercial break. So shout out to our friends over at Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza in Vero Beach off Miracle Mile. They do amazing work. I went this weekend and I did some silver and gold tips.
Absolutely lovely.
You know, like make new friends, but keep the old. I was in my head, and then I got them done. And it was divine, and I felt so relaxed, and I saw at least a dozen men come in for some gift cards for ladies in their lives, and I think hats off to you, gentlemen. Perhaps you're listening right now, and if you are, round of applause. It's a great gift. It never expires. Foxy Nails, manicures, pedicures, waxing, lash extension. You're going to love them. And shout out to our friends over at White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. You know, we at this point are a little almost post-COVID, so some of the retirement communities are opening back up in the sense that they're allowing for family members to come in safely and also for residents to be able to move in again. And they are asking a lot out of the people that are coming in as far as safety checks and the like. And at White Glove, we are proud to be able to comply with all of those requests. And so if you know of a senior that needs to be moving or has some needs in the near future, whether they're moving locally or interstate, at White Glove, we're happy to do as much or as little of a move that is required. And we do, in fact, have in place lots of CDC recommended protocols, including portable hand washing stations. So we're really proud of what we're able to do. It's cost effective and it makes moving pleasurable and stress free. So yay, because you owe it to yourself in the new year to be as stress free as possible, folks. So again, thank you to Foxy Nails and to White Glove Moving and Storage. We're in the studio today with Atari Konin, our executive director over at ARC, at the ARC of St. Lucie. We're sharing where to go, what to try, and how to give back on this edition of the Treasure Coast Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere. Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Welcome back, everyone. Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Special shout out to our friends, Caliber Home Loans of the Treasure Coast, with offices in Melbourne, Vero, and Port St. Lucie. Home loans is all that they do. And as we enter this new year, don't be stuck in the rent rat race. Own your home. But in order to do so, you need to be pre-qualified. There's some things that need to happen. And Caliber can have that complimentary consultation with you so you can be in the home of your dreams, whether it's your first home or if you are a vet or you're just looking to upsize or downsize, just looking for a change. Caliber Home Loans, they have programs and the opportunity for you to be in the home of your dreams in the new year. Also, a special thank you to our friends over at True Colors Salon, open 6 days a week with evening hours, and a stylist for every budget. So if you're looking for a new salon and you want to pamper yourself, you owe it to yourself, at least seasonally, to be able to look fresh and fabulous. You'll love True Colors in Vero on Old Dixie, the largest salon in the area. Social distancing, mask required, great rates, amazing stylists dedicated to the community. Thank you to True Colors for your ongoing support. Here in the studio, Atari Konin, our Chief Executive Officer for the ARC of St. Lucie. And we have some events in the future.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Way to persevere. What do we got going, girl?
Well, you know, everyone knows COVID 2020, it just was so challenging because a lot of us couldn't hold galas. We couldn't have our ladies' luncheons, our golf tournaments. And so I told the board and I told my team, it's time. 2021, it's time for us to put something really fun together. I think folks are ready to get out there and ready to enjoy themselves in a socially distant manner. So we have our golf tournament that was not held in 2020. We'll have it 2021, April 4th, and it will be at the Jensen Beach Golf Club, which was formerly Eagle Marsh. Mm-hmm. And it's already wonderful. I'm working out great details. We've got an international golf pro who's going to be part of it. We've got a lot of great games. And we've got a Harley Davidson at the hole-in-one as a prize. So,
oh, wow.
Yes. If you want to be...
Right off into the sunset. Oh, my goodness.
If you want to be part of it, you can always give us a call. We'd love to have volunteers. We'd love to have sponsors and underwriters. So that is April 4th at Jensen Beach Golf Club.
Very fun. And, you know, golf is just, and that time of year is just beautiful. That's why so many people fall in love with Florida. We have nearly 1,300 golf courses in the state, and it's always been a draw. And now with more and more people being able to work remotely, they're playing a lot more golf.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so the other event that we're going to do, again, we're trying to do something that's outside, again, fun for everybody. And this one is a 7-year tradition, and it is really a favorite of our clients. So all of our clients come out, and it's called the Walkathon.
Oh.
And so the Walkathon will be in March, date TBD. But this is where we have everybody comes and they walk on a track, and we have sponsors and food trucks and just a lot of fun. We're working together with students of various schools. Again, you can do socially distance, and you can walk with them and you can raise money that way. And we have a surprise local celebrity who will be the MC. So join us, Walkathon in March. Check it out on the website for the date to come.
So let's share that website and phone number once more with our listeners.
Absolutely. Our website is arcofstlucie.org, and St. Lucie is STLUCIE. So it's arcofstlucie.org. And our phone number is 772-468-7879.
Wonderful. And now, folks are listening. Christmas is fast upon us. There is a wish list for the Ark of St. Lucie. Can you share some of those wishes with us?
Oh, yes. And our wish list, it's a living document. It's changing as people come and just are so generous. Of course, wish list number one is always volunteers, volunteers, volunteers. We love you. We couldn't do it without you. You are an integral part of any charitable organization. And then some of the items on our wish list, we made sure that we had a good range. So if someone says, oh, you know what, I would love to help you, but this is my budget, then, for example, you can get arts and craft supplies for our children and for our adults. Some of the other items are, for example, patio furniture. We're long overdue for patio furniture. Again, we need it because we're doing many more outside activities because of COVID. We need a lot of sensory items for both adults and our children. And then one of the bigger wish lists is a playground. We don't have a playground for our kids. We have a great home there where they have the after-school program, a beautiful yard, but we don't have a playground. And so our wish list will also be up on our website, and you can always give us a call and see what you can contribute.
That is so cool. I would love to see this playground coming to fruition. Oh my goodness. And you know, our community is just so generous and so philanthropic, and this certainly, there's a need. And when you're a child at heart, well into your 30s or 40s, mm-hmm. as many of your clients are, I mean, I myself, at the tender age of 36, love a good swing. Why wouldn't they? It's just a good time. You never feel sad on the playground. You know, you feel much better.
You know, I agree. We live in an amazing community, and that's why anytime that I do anything on social media, you know, you have all your hashtags, but I also include, you know, hashtag great community, because they do come out. For example, the Boy Scouts of America gave us an entire box of light up slime. And that was their donation.
I love
now
that.
You think about it,
that's very sensory.
Light up slime, but our adults loved it. So you have to slam the slime down and it lights up and then they can touch it and stretch it and it really gives them that sensory experience. So
yeah.
I have a whole bunch of pictures on Facebook with the sensory slime and the smiles on their faces and, you know, the smiles through the mask. And so we live in a great giving community. So that's why I mean a wish list, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to give a lot of money. It's little things like that, because smiles, it's going to sound cliche, but you can't pay for that. You honestly,
right?
It's priceless.
Well, Atari, thank you so much for joining us.